So we shall see that two sugas back to back relate to each other in a particular way. Yesterday we started discussing the issue of Edim with respect to Yibum. When we talk about Edim, there are two perspectives to emphasize which have to be are somewhat separable. One is whether Yibum Achalitza and Achalitza are Davar Shevi Erev or not. And Davar Shevi Erev Pachas Mishnayim, a well-known din, and Davar Shevi Erev Pachas Mishnayim is a din which has special relevance here in Masechta Yevamos. And Davar Shevi Erev Pachas Mishnayim teaches us as opposed to Eidecha Nemeh B'Yisurin. That's a contrast. Something is chazer or is not chazer. It's shchel of a shuman. Eidecha is believed. But Ein Davar Shevi Erev Pachas Mishnayim is a gemara here in the Peichesim at Aleph, about the 10th line. Ein Davar Shevi Erev Pachas Mishnayim tells us you need two people to clarify the realia with respect to Davar Shevi Erev, whether a woman's husband died or didn't die. That's the context over here in Perek Ha'isha Rabbah, which we plan to speak about the letter in the Jews' man. Starts right over here. This is the basics, the bread and butter. And Davar Shevi Erev Pachas Mishnayim Mevarer, whether his husband is alive or dead. Difference would be, if he's alive and she lives with a man, she's Chayav Misa. If he's dead, she's Het Hagamah, from one extreme to the other. Call that Eidei Birur, Rabbi Osai. It's derived Davar Davar Mimama. Fine. The second element is Eidei Kiyum. Unique dimish is found before us in the Gemara, as we understand it, with respect to Gittin and Kiddushin. The Gemara is really by Kiddushin, not Samachem and Beis. They were taught that if a person Bekadesh Shalom Be'edim, it's nothing. You know, they both agree it happened, it didn't happen. The second. We mentioned the Minchas Chinuch yesterday, who discusses the issue of whether Yibum and or Chalitza should be considered a Davar Shevi Erev or not. In his logic, again, moving from Peiches, where we just started getting back to Kufay, we'll take a pit stop on Tzadi Beis and Beis, again, on top of the Daf, where the Gemara says a dispute, whether, according to Rav, there's no Kiddushin Tovsin B'Yavama. He then says, Lo Siyei Shemesh Tachus Tzizar to me, not just you may not, but you cannot. And Shmuel's Mishupik, by the Yusein Tzvicha get Misapkulei. He doesn't know how to learn Pshat in the Pasuk. Okay, fine. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Davar Shevi Erev that requires Shnei Edim. As long as no laptops fell, I'm not worried. Nothing else is breakable, I don't think. Okay, that's fine. So the change of status, the Fiyam Minchas Chinuch, will depend upon this critical criterion, Kiddushin Tovsin. If a Kiddushin Tovsin be Yavama, so what does that mean? That means the Yavama, before while she's in the status of Shomeres Yavam, is already considered to be in that quasi-status of Skuka, has a status of Erva, which prevents any other man from marrying her, not just he may not, he cannot, and presumably the child would be a Mamzer, as we saw in the Rishonim, based on the Gemara's here as well. So then, we say as follows. Yibum is merely a continuation of that status. Before, if a man lived with her, it was considered Gilerais. And after, so that's the Shkandavah Shabbi Yerba. What's the big deal? All right, the big deal, if you're getting punished by a best, if you get pinched, you get killed, that's a big, big deal. But fundamentally, the perspective of it was before an Erba, now after an Erba. Faket Chalitza, which will release her from this quasi-status, which is considered like marriage from the perspective of Jesus' condition of Zeres, that would require Eden. If you hold Fakir, let's say you knew for sure against Rav Shmuel's Mesupik, according to the other side, that what? That is Tresis Kiddushin and Omam Zeris. Then we say Fakir, Yibum should require Edus, that changes of status, and Chalitza not. That's what the Minchas Chinuch is proceeding along those lines. If you look at the stipler here in the Sechni Yavamas, he spells it out, the Fizet. That's as far as Ede Biru are concerned. As far as Ede Kiyum, it's a little bit more tricky. We go back to our Gemara Kufayim and Beis, where the Gemara says Beinola Beinam Miyadana, last four lines. Gemara says Eidim Ro and Olsa Miyabachutz. And of course, the problem becomes Eidim Ro and Olsa Miyabachutz is the assumption is made in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer Simin Mem Beis Sif Gimel that such Eidim are simply ineffective. Since I have the Yeshua Siakam in front of me, he has the Shulchanar from beginning to the end in one volume. So we did a lesson of the Shulchanar that you were asked to see in the Maram HaKamos. Men Beis Tiv Gimel. Sarech Sheyiru HaMekadesh and Miskadesh Neso Eden. Avlem Ro'os HaMishnayim Me'achalon. Fehem Ro'o Ve'nam Nirim. Either weren't seen by him or by her. Eino Tzricha Me'enu Get. Nothing. Nothing took effect. We know that. And the question will become, what about with respect to Yibam and Chalit? Does it also require a Dekim? Seems to be two days in the Nimuk of Yosef as read properly. Like someone is positive in the back. And we saw it in the source in the Ritva. In fact, it is two days. So how do you explain these two days? Whether you require a Dekim with respect to Yibam and or Chalit? Again, the Mishnah Lamelech, who was we started with him yesterday. We're back there again. The Mishnah Lamelech is the one who discusses this from the perspective of Yibum. Let's see if we can find it. Hilchos Yibum and Mishnah Lamelech. Here we are. He says as follows: Nistapakti. You need a Yibum, yes, yes. Ibeina bebiyazu edim. Dumin de kiddushin de alma. Kama kadosh blo edim. And kiddushin kiddushin. Maybe not. So we saw a Shulta Gibor, we read it in the Shia yesterday, that does require Eidei Kiyum, and the Mishnah Melech says, maybe not. Why not? Because even Shogeg and Anus, Yeshena, works. First, that's a non sequitur. What's the connection between one and the other? Do you need it or you don't need it? Why is it relevant whether it works when she's sleeping or Anus? What's it all about? Oh. So we explained, and I'd like to read you the Shainas of some of the Gedolei HaGedolim. I'm going to bring you first Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, he learned the Gadol. Everyone's based in Reb Chaim, but what are Reb Chaim's own words? Okay? Reb Chaim's own words is this. The Choluk den Gerishin v'kidushin b'nei Chalitza. The Begerishin v'kidushin sorok das b'ilem al etzem ha-gerishin v'kidushin. Which of the Iker ha-kidushin v'gerishin nasa yedei ha-b'ilem. V'heim ha-ostrim v'heim ha-matirim. V'alkein sorok dato. Lomahanya Masha Kherim Ulam, etc. But Chalitza, you don't need to ask by Rakavano Divina al Etzem Maisa Chalitza. Vaptur Mimela Bo Midin Torah. That's what it means. So Reb Chaim says, you don't need to ask by my Chalitza. Commission Vaptur Bo Mimela, Vlosha Yovim Potra. In Kanare Shavel is Nus. Blow Ibri Sadi El El Shakri, which means Ede Birr. That's Pshat in the Rambam. Those are his words. Of Chaim Bekitzer, and many of his Talmidim are marach about this. So Rabbi Chonim, we spread a whole piece in Kovat Torah has about this, and today we will see other sources as well. I just wanted to read you the Lashon of Rabbi Chaim inside. So therefore, presumably, you do not require a dekiyim according to Reb Chaim, not by Yibam and not by Chalitza. You do a particular maisa, and the Torah itself creates the chalos. And what is he saying in effect? I don't have this in front of me, but Baruch Ber uses an expression according to Reb Chaim, a dekiyim is the din in the das, tova shebi'erva. To express such a high level of das, don't you express it in front of two people. But when it comes to Yibam and Chalitza, no, you're not doing anything. It happens sort of by itself. Therefore, what you need to do is just an action, and that action is not required to do in front of Eidei Kiyum. Oh. So now, we had this discussion of the two days in the Nimukei Yosef, and there were those who claim, as we mentioned briefly yesterday, that according to one day in the Nimukei Yosef, you don't require Eidim at all, not even Eidei Birur, Reb Chaim Oizer. Two tshuvas about it. One's in Chelik Beis, I believe it's Simchav Tes, and I think Chelik Gimel Simchav Tes. That's a different. Excuse me, this may be called Chelik Aleph in this edition. You'll find in Achiezer, Aleph and Beis are flipped in different editions. As the case may be, he has a discussion along these lines where he says, no, everyone agrees you need Eidei Birur. The whole pilpul over here is you need an Eidei Kiyum or not. Everyone uses the Davashim B'Yerva, But notwithstanding the fact that the davar should be yerba, nonetheless, you may still not require what we call in our language a dekiyum. Let's just save time, put this away for the moment. Fine. Good. Again, you look at the stipler in my edition at home, the old one was called Simen Chav Ches. You look at the newer one, it's probably a little bit later Simen. Okay? So now, the Nesima says to Kasha, let's install it at Kasha, Nesima says to Niskamos, end of Simen Laman Vav. What do you mean, Eidim Rav Bechutz? We know it's no good when it comes to Kiddush. I just read you the Shulchan Aruch Mem Beis Gimel. The answer is, explains the stipler of Barichus, no, it's no good by Kiddushin, because Kiddushin require Eidei Kiyum. When it comes to Chalitz, it's enough to have Eidei Birur. Eidei Birur, it's enough to have Shnei Eidim Yibachutz. This is the Yisod. They said the two separate Hirutzim in the Minchas Chit, in the Nebuka Yosef, as we explained before. Good. Now let's take a look again at Shulchan Aruch. We didn't open the Shulchan Aruch yet, but we have to see a little bit in Shulchan Aruch, and then we will proceed to other Svar. Okay. Shulchan Aruch is found in Siman Kuf Samach Vav. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, please open it up. Kuf Samach Vav. It's called Hilchos Yibum. We spent much of the last month on Hilchos Chalitza. But here the two are related to each other a little bit, right? A little bit related. You have to see what's going on. So here it says in the Ramah Beferish, talking about Yibum. So the Pischei Tshuva here, Sifkan Vav, called the Shulta Gibran that we saw in Shir yesterday, and the Perubay Shammai, Lamed Tes of an Aleph in the old Dap Erif. We saw it, whatever it's on your Makar, it's a different page. Okay, Mishnah Lamelech, he quotes, Mesupik, right? Back and forth and back and forth. And Shulta Gibran is explained by certain Achronim based on Yivam Mitzari Beis and Mitzari, like the Minchas Chinuch said, right? Kem Neshnaf Kemim B'Bias Yibum the Yishter Eshet Ish, you require Eidim. But maybe it's only a Suffolk, that's exactly the same Suffolk of Shmuel by Neus and Tzrich again. The whole Torah is right over here. Misafkalon in Kiddushin Tovson B'Yivam Lashuk Naf Kemina B'Yibum Galin in Kiddushin, etc., etc. Is he has to answer the Kashim in the Gemara Daf Nun Ches. Gemara Daf Nun Ches seems to say beferish that Shomeres Yavam, if this Bia, Ishtar Ma'ayahi, Kodesh Shul Gibor, what do you mean? Mashkacha Shabbal Ebelo Edim, Akadi Shomeres Yavami. That's a Gevaldig Akashim. Gevaldig Akashim. So he says the following answer. A long pilpul over here, so I put it in brackets. Lo Kashim Midi. Why? Shulta Gibran depends on the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, who holds Ein Kiddushin Tovson V'Yavama, Tzadi Beis and Medbeis, you don't need to be even. And the Gemara in Yavamas Nun Ches goes according to Rav. You look it up in Nun Ches and Medbeis. This is the Minchas Chinuch Teretz, but given even a greater length over here, the Pischei Tshuva, Simen Kuf Sadi Vav, Samach Vav, Sivkot and Vav. Okay, those who want to see it here, you can see it here as well. Ad Kan Rabosai in the Shulchan Aruch with the Pischei Tshuva. Good, we now finished briefly chazering yesterday, Shir. Now we go to the new Gemara, which we'll see soon is related in a very interesting way. Tana Rabbana, the top of Kuvav Manal. Chalitza Mutaz Ksheira. Ezu Chalitza Mutaz, Amr Shlokesh Kosha Omrim Lo Chalotz, Hupekacha To Konsa. Even that's good. Frank the Gemara, I'm Rav Yochanan. And he's shown to know. Bein iskaven hu, lo niskaven hi, bein iskaven hi, lo niskaven hu, chalitos a psula, as she iskaven hu shneem ki yechon. V'yat amrit chalitos a ksheira. How's it possible? They tell you b'kacha ta konza. It's ridiculous, backwards. Ela, Rav Yochanan says, kosha omu lo chalot slav, and asha tita lecho masayim zuz. Rashi, v'yaf al gav, lo yav alei chalitos a ksheira. Can be first b'ksubas b'amadadaf ayin dalad. The call tonight, maybe they go to Neiruven, the Garmina, and Tanoa, Shef Shalas, and they shliach. Shasa Moshe, Yoshua, Shliach, Lesa, and Zeres, and Gilad. Have it tonight, Tanoa. Call tonight, Lef, Shalas, and they shliach. Kagon, Chalitza. Ein, Tanai, Molba, Vizel, Tamo, Shodom. Shoin. Tanya Nami Hochi, Chalitza Mutas, Sheira Ezo Chalitza Mutas, Kloshama Chalosa Amnas, Shatina Machsai Zuz, period. Maisa Visha Sheo Acha Shanafla Fne Yovam, Shane Hogun Law, keep this in mind, and Hogun Law, Omolo Chalots Law, Amnas, Shatitna Chamasai Zuz, Uba Maisa Fne Abichia Vechshira. She means what? Didn't give the money. Kosher anyway. Says the Gemara. Just a little bit more. Asa kameder avachia baraba. Amalei biti amodi. You know what? Let's stop here. Before we get to the next sugya, we'll stop here. The rest will come to if you have a chance later today or tomorrow. Good. So Rabbosai, this is a big yisod. This is the Gemara on Avkuv Vav Omud Av. Rabbosai, before we go into the Pratim, I want to show you the Nimukei Yosef, which I asked to be seen in the Makoros, who quotes a Yerushalmi. Take a look. Okay, here we are. Yerushalmi. Here we go. The Yerushalmi is found in our print on page Kuf, about 10-12 narrow lines down. The fichach yitu b'knisa, okay. So they fooled him. You know, I see it's not gonna work. I have to hear a few more lines, Gemara. You know, keep one hand here and the muke, and I knew I was right the first time around. You have to learn a few more lines. Biti amodi, amalei ema yeshivas azuy amidasa, amala yadislei, amalei in mamonu dechazala the kavoy lemichlem, and she's just suing for the sake of money. I don't want it. Amalais, he told the guy, Chalotzlo bekachat akonsa. Lebasa de chalotzlo amalai, hashta minach ifsala, you did a chalitza psula. Now, Chalotzlo chalitza maliasa, kihechi de tishtri li alma. Once you did a chalitza psula, now, it's not right to hold her in a guna forever. Yibum is not an option anymore. So now you should be the decent sort and give her chalitza. And as the Rishonim will see soon, they forced him to do the chalitza once Yibum became an impossibility. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef over here on page Kuf, column 2, an hour print, goes through some of the details, which maybe we'll get to later on. 2 days in Rashi, where he has a little extra stuff. But he quotes a Yerushalmi. Os uvda kumei Rav Chiya bar Zuza, amulo b'ni, v'isha zos ena rotzal, right? Derech Yibum, ela chalotzla, v'akor zikoscha mimena, v'niseis lecha derech nisuin. First, get rid of the zika, and then she'll marry you, stop. Okay? I think there was a discussion whether it's good or no good. So the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef explains as follows. Yeah, it's true. Once there's a chalitza psula, you force him to divorce a wife. Shaloti aguna. He quotes a gemara kuf yud aleph from the base. We'll get to it later on, today or tomorrow. Yevama shenadra hanami yevama b'chayi balash and kofanos alachlots. I'll show you kofan alachlots. Feel the b'shotim. Look, yiva is an impossibility. It's a pre-existing yisra hana. So we're going to whip him up. Chenashim and Yerushalmi. And that's the Gemara later on, Kof Nashi Yachlots. Period. This is what it says. Now, get an impression over here, in this case of this Yerushalmi, that the guy really expects to marry her. But he expects it to be a two-stage process. Stage one, he'll get rid of the Zika. And stage two, she'll marry him on her own, out of love, without a Zika. Right? She double-crosses him. You gave me, you did a chalitza, and my boyfriend's waiting around the corner, going to get married to another guy. Whoa. So the Gemara seems to say over here, that the Rishami seems to say over here, that it is effective, that it works. Okay? This is one opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a big question whether it really works in certain of these detailed situations. But now, also, what I want to spend more time on is a kasha, which is found in the Yeshua's Yaakov, and is asked by others as well, which goes like this. This kasha, Rabbi Ossai, really stems from a very famous sheet which the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Ishus, in the name of the Gaonim, Perigvav Alochi Yuzayim. They say that when do we require B'nei Goda B'nei Ruvain? In a Tanai of Im, and not a Tanai of Me'achshav. Let me explain what that means. There are two kinds of Tanoim. Im means, Arei Ad Mekudesh Asli, Im Yerduk Shomim Lamoch. Okay? I'll marry to you if it will rain tomorrow. And if it rains tomorrow, Abosai, I'm married to you as of then. As of tomorrow. That's a classical Tanai of what we call Im. There's also a Tanai called Me'achshav. What does Me'achshav mean? Hariyad Mekudeshni Me'achshav Im Yerdu Gushamim Lamoch. If it rains tomorrow, you're married to me as of now. Two totally different kinds of Tanoim. Im and Me'achshav. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, that's where in Perek Vav and Hilchos Ishus, he has all the, can you get me a screen? He has all the halachas of Tanai B'nai Goda B'nai Ruvin, or we'll see all or almost all. I ask to see the Rambam with the Mefarshim. So in Perek Vav, Rav Moshe's Shuvah, that's on the Rambam comes. It's the last Shuvah that ever has a Chelek out. So in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin, and Hilchos Ishus, Rambam quotes Gaonim. And these are his words. Kol ha'omer me'achshav eino tzarech lichpol tano. V'lo lahaktim atnai lemaisa. Ela af al pi shehiktim ha'maisa letano kayim. That's what he says. Kolom amanas, kolom yachshav. Vein tzor lichbol atzai, v'lo lakdim ala maisa. So all the general rules should be derived from B'nei Goda B'nei Ruvein do not apply in a situation of me'achshav or amanas, which is the equivalent of the last one. That's right, that's it. Thank you so much. Want to make it a little bigger? Frek the Yeshua's Yaakov, the following Aizen Akasha. He asked this Kasha, Yeshua's Yaakov, I told you, was he wrote the Haskoba for the Ktois. So you know, he lived 200 years ago, okay? Rav Moshe is writing this tshuva, Menachem of Tarchatz, 1938. Rav Moshe was a new immigrant to this country. I think he came in 36 or 7. The Rosh Hashiva Mesidat Tiferes Yerushalayim. And the very poignant is who the question comes from. Yes, sir.
Back 1 second. You said
Ruben got
it. That's not
Amanas. No, Im. You know, you're about correct, right? It says Im. If you will cross the Jordan and fight the battles, then you will receive the east bank. If you will not go ahead in the battles, you will receive part of the west bank. All Im. No Me'achshav. Okay. Look at this. Hikshali. I want to show it to you. I mean, the Yeshua Yaakov asked the Kasha. I'm not sure if Rav Moshe knew the Yeshua's Yaakov or not, but look at this, a beautiful thing. Hikshali, Habocher HaChoshevot, HaChocham Misholem, Mar, Eliyo Moshe Shiskal Shlita. Who knows why this is very poignant? He became Rav Moshe's son-in-law. Years later, he married Rav Moshe's oldest daughter. Can you imagine that? He's a Bocher, okay? The Shidas HaRambam, Perek Vav, Mishu Selach Yitzai, Shadine Tanai Lo Nema, but Tanai Me'achshav. So mefurish b'ksubasham, then moa b'chalitza tnai dechalotzla al menas shetitin masayim zuz. Afshal Manas, who come away Afshav. Further than that. Vikam lo shaya klal b'chalitza t'nai di'im. Why? Tushat tochol l'chshetiskayim achazman. Tukva kosa chalitza, so you heard it from me a few times this year. Kosa kinyano. Chalitza kwanta Rav Shizgal, Rav Moshe agrees, cannot be effective later on, because then the instrument of kinyan is gone. The only time you can make it effective later on, you write a shtar, and the shtar is still there a month later. If it burns up or is ripped up, it won't work. Or if you use kesef, because the kesef is still there, I gave you kesef, it's still by you, so therefore it's considered extant. The instrument of kinyan is still extant. But chalipin, for example, when I give you a shoe and you give it back to me, or nalo, I give you a handkerchief, you write back to me, can't work liachas man, because hadra surut sudra lamari, gemar nedarim daf memches. So chalitza, you take out the shoe. Once you take the shoe, it's gone. The action is no longer in this world, right? So you can't even have me'achshav, even if you try. Here's Rav Shizka. Ubevadai, shai rak b'me'achshav, umikol makom, lo ma'ani. What a tremendous kash. Afla kesef mishnah, you have to rush the tevis here. Afla kesef mishnah ba'alocha beis. Shesova shal Rambam lo matshav b'tznai, did you see the Marim HaKomis? That's the Kesef Mishnah, it's a wild shot. The Mechaber, Ram never mentioned because he doesn't hold from it. Aye, so what does he hold from? Elo, Shem Dekeim and the Oven Maisa Achuli Achel Itznoi. That's the Harim in the Gemara and Ksubis, the Fayin Dalet. Mikomakom, Hamode Shel Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Hu Atam Hashem Shem Shem Kiyom HaShluach, Yishol Adidei. Even according to the Kesef Mishnah, not sure on the Rambam, but it'll be Shver, On the Gemara, one man in the Gemara holds this way. You're not going to say that the owner only said it according to the other man. The Omar, it's too difficult to contemplate. This is the kasha which everybody addresses. Rav Moshe quotes it from his future son-in-law, Rav Moshe Shizgal, calls him a bochur hachoshiv ma'od hachocham v'sholim. Maybe if somebody calls you that, maybe he has a daughter, but you'll look into it. Who has been called that by anybody? You have to learn a little bit more Torah to be able to be called by that title. Okay, and then find out if someone writes you a letter with this title, find out if he has a door. Okay. This is the kasha. The Yeshua Siakov already asked this kasha a long time before Rav Shizkal, who asked it in 1938. Yeshua Siakov was writing long before. He asked exactly the same kasha, Rabosai, in Simon's Kuf Samachtes, Siv Kotten Chav Zayin. This is kasha. It's a good kasha. Tremendous kasha. So what did Yeshua Siakov answer? He said, you know, Tosis and Ayin Dalid and Ksubis asks, whatever we saw the Tosis once before, whatever we derive from Negoda Reuben has to make sense. We're not going to say it's limited to Karka. We're not going to say it's limited to a Tanai of so many words. It has to make sense. So what did Tosis say? What does it make sense? What makes sense is, if it's Efshe B'Shlichus, it's B'Yodo. It's biyado to establish a tanai as well. The famous Tosin Ksubas of Ayin Dalet that we saw. What does that mean? Rab Chaim Svara, Rab Chanan Svara, they all say the same thing. That when it comes to Chalitza, it's not, you're not doing it, the Torah is doing it. Therefore you cannot impose a tanai. And this logic applies, Rabosai, to Me'achshav, just as it would apply to him. No difference whatsoever. You're not doing it, the Torah is doing it. But the other laws of Tanai, explains Yeshua Yaakov, are requirements with respect to the Nusach, the formulation of the condition. The formulation of the condition is derived from Bnei God and Bnei Ruvein only with respect to Lahaba, him, the Kavaseh. That was their Tanai. That was their condition. They did it in, you have to formulate it the same way they did. Otherwise not. It's a shtickle of the hilchos below tava. And perhaps we'll see, as we go along, how to understand this. So I'd like to show you, Rabbi Osai, a number of sources. Before I show you, I want to mention to you the Or Sameach, in Hilchos Yibum, Perek Dal, Alech Chav Dalet, speaks in a language very similar to Reb Chaim. They were contemporaries. Very, very similar. But this Kesef Mishnah, Magen Mishnah, before I get to Rav Moshe's own answer, I would just spend 2 minutes in discussing it. I don't know if you saw it on the Marim HaKomis yet. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, that same Perek Vov, at the very beginning, tells us that Tanai works. And you have to have conditions in it. It has to have specifications. It's halacha base. It has to be kofel, hein kon lalav, nai kon lamaisa, and he throws in efshel lekaimo, which is a different source. In Gittin and in Baba Metzia, fine. If you're missing one of these things, hatnai botel, ukile ein sham tnai klal, but the kiddushin and the gerushin and the kinyan work even if there's no fulfillment of the tnai. We call in our language tnai botel umaisakai. Good. Ask the Magad Mishnah, he left out something, the Holy Rambam. He left it the din of Evshel Lekayamai De Shliach. Before Shigamar, Ksubasayad Dalit. It's implicit over here now, Sugi, as well. And Yivamas Kuvav, Rashi already quoted in the second line over here. How come Rambam left it out? This is the Magad Mishnah's question. How come the Rambam left this out? It's a Kavaldik Akash. Why did he leave it out? It's an interesting answer. Does the Magad Mishnah? He says, well, he didn't quite leave it out. Where does he have it? He says like this: Shekvar bira beina perkdal michas chalitza v'yibum halacha chav dalit chalitza ksher af apish lo niskayim hatnai, which means that he avshad eshliach is batel mavutel uvekan lo kosev al advarim sheish pem tnai mayim advarim shetzorach lios b'tnai kadeshiyol. That's the formulation of the condition. In Perek Vav Halacha Aleph and Beis, he's talking about the formulation of the condition, the Nusach. And in Perek Beis Yibum, he tells you implicitly, there's another condition, Efshe De Shliach, which is not met with respect to Chalitza. Oh, that's a pretty big... The Kesef Mishnah can't believe this. He says, how can Rambam expect us to be so intelligent to figure this all out? He says, This is in quotes the Magad Mishnah, does the Kesef Mishnah. We do what he says. Quotes the answer. He says, if he would have held that way, come on, he would have written it here, he would have mentioned it here. No! The Rambam holds that the reason why it's a problem is the other reason suggested in the Gemara and Ksubas of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. What other said? Achule Achle Letznoi. It's a Mechila Satanai. So, therefore, writes the Kesef Mishnah. Kevan David Maisa Achule Achle Tnoi. That's what he says. The Rambam holds that way. Also, it's a bit of a difficult. But okay, that's what I just wanted to show you the Machlokas Magad Mishnah Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Vav and Hilchos Ishes. Fine. Let's read Rav Moshe's beautiful answer to what his son-in-law, future son-in-law, asked. And we'll try to analyze it a little bit more. B'siyata D'shmaya. Okay, let's take a look. Hey Shafti, Shanochal ani is daiti. They betoisus ksubas. This is such a good chazara. Also, we saw the toisus also. It was last week, I think so. Hikshu, the master mashakosu betorah shetuno bottle. Ho akoponim. What did I just do? I made it even bigger. Shakoponim, hisna shimliyu alav sherksus vona. Lo tia mekudeshe, so my time is to know bottle. The karanosa mal koponim ain lo rotten be often zesh in its kashlo. What a great kash. Tier 3. To below chidush haTorah b'mnei godem neiruvein shembo will tonai have amino de shum tonai in a mevat las amaisa. For lochein lo neschadesh lochem mohosam sheino amanash shekasa b'tor. What I tell you, the gas and the brakes. Remember my marshal? If the gas is the maisa, the tonai is the brakes. You step on the gas, the brakes don't work. You run and you can crash into the wall. I didn't want to. You didn't want to. He did want to. He wanted to put on the gas. The brakes didn't work. That's how I gave that mush. Fine. Ulechara tamua matikin bezer hakaponim ein larotzen vechayin omrim kein. You know he doesn't want it. Vitzarach lomar the tamu. Then svara lomar sheyuchal lasos maisa kedusha nu mecha v'chadar melahoel rak afi ritzon. Then biyado shel ha'adam l'shanos koach v'dinei ha'maisa shenasa b'chol ofen. She yaosa rak afi ma shehu rotza. El l'rosh v'shem tzora b'chol maisa rak she yaosa maisa v'oz moel kedin ha'maisa shu b'chol ofen. In other words, it's going to happen automatically. You cannot impose conditions. L'chein, hu av achash in ischarish din t'nai, achash in ischarish di yochol ha'odom lasos ma'ase acheres, di t'nai shu ma'ase levatla ha'maisa kinyin v'chadom ha'shosam. Hu kemol sheyesh big ma'ase gerishin, di koach, di get, koach levatla ishus mikana la'abo, kemol kein, yesh koach ma'ase t'nai, levatla ma'ase kidushin, sh'osa, gam le'mafreya, v'chein b'chol ma'ase. What he's saying is t'nai something separate. Aber meister kidushin v'chadome, she also lo nishtane b'kocho klum b'tnai. The meister is intact. The chalos is conditional. V'keim in the t'nai u'meister achriti b'fnei atzmus. Loshon is a gemara in kidushin. Excuse me, in ksubis. Did I share that gemara yet? T'nai milsa achrita. I didn't share that gemara yet. It's in the second paragraph of ksubis. So look it up. T'nai milsa achrita b'fnei atzmus. Nicho ma'ashe shayach dinim b'tnai echlas oso. Keim in shum meister b'fnei atzmus. He really wants the mice. Peter told the mice tonight. She had kofel v'chol hilchos tonight. Can the mitzvim bring up the ruvain? Shachos echem and adinim. Ainu mice chashuva shetuchel levat lemice kedushin v'chadom eshenase. What's he saying, Rabbi Osai? That tonight is what's called milsach rita. It's something separate and distinct from the call it the kedushin, the gerushin, call it the mechira, the matana, as the case may be. T'nai is a separate entity and its own rules and regulations. And you had in mind a full maisa. You wanted to break it, B-R-A-K-E, break it, and potentially suspend it with a t'nai. And if you didn't formulate it correctly, it's going to work by itself, like it or not. And with me so far, Rabosi, so far so good. We're basically reviewing the Tosek Subas Ninvav with a little added spice. Oh. Well, if you say ish, tam, god, l'shidas, aramba, the me'achshav, ain't so din t'nai. That's what the chora ain't a move on. The who old kolsh again. The ma'im shadayin lo nasa klum. Ain't a yochel levat latnai. She ain't a kofel shardinim. Kolsh and shanasa when it's the mafreya. Maybe the kakash. So what's it? It comes out of nowhere. Sokra moisha. The lefizeh nicha. Tine the chora yiksha. The vadai bimikadish. Liachas Loshin. Ein Sorach Lehilchos Tanai. That's called, I'm marrying you effective in 30 days. Not conditional. I'm postponing the effect. Not only for any klolim. It's not being out of my ruvin. The Lomatsinu Zeh, Gam Loshaya Klala Hastos, Kevin Shinam Masnal Shum Dova. It's just going to be effective in 30 days. Shim Kane, my time of Kshamalach Shetit and Messiah Zuz Sorach Lehilchos Tanai. Dovare Lav Davka Beloshin Im Sorach Lehilchos Tanai. It's going to be only chal a month later. Sarach Loma, watch this now. The Bla'acha Shloshin, She'eno Tola B'Maisa, and Shayach Lomar, She'osa She'ilu Akidushin L'Chfiritzono, Loka Koach Maisa Akidushin, Ala She'biyodo, Lasos, She'echalos, To'eles, Maisa Akidushin, Achazman, Be'ho'eish She'rotza, Kevin She'be'etzen Koach Akidushin, Eina Mishana, Du'b'chol Kocho, Ach She'yeza B'agozman She'kova, אבל כשתולה במייסה, נמצא שעושה מייסה קידושין, שאוילו, לא לפי כוח הקידושין, intrinsically, which can work 100%, אלא כרצונו, היינו, שלא במייסה קידושין תסקדש לו, אלא גם בעוד מייסה, שהיא או אחרים יעשו. וזה אין יכולים, can't do it on its own. אלא צריכים למייסה תנאי, Levatel Maisa Kiddushin. Shalom Maisa Zu, Tzorach, Lilchos Tanaka, the Beyard. You want it, you have to go to the brake store and buy new brakes. Because this mice of conditions on her is a runaway train. It's going to cause you to be married when she does this or when it rains tomorrow. All I'm going to stop it is to buy a brake. B.M. Cain. Lo shayach ze elek bilek shetite. Fine. When it's going to be effective whenever she gives the money. Abba me'achshav. Shemtitein mekudeshes me'achshav. Hara'iyam shalomar. Shemaseo benesina samasayim zuz. Who owed Maise b'inyan asiyas hakidush? No, d'im kein lo haisa miskadesh me'achshav. Shadayin lo nosna. Lo haisa miskadesh l'chshetitein. Shadnigma gam Maise dido. Yeah. U'balkocha ein shayach maseho lo maisa kidush. V'zeh shim lo titein mahani levat la kidushin. Catch this now. So why, if they said me'achshav, she doesn't give the money, the kedusha is not effective. Look what he says now. Every word counts. Mucharochin lomar to mitamachin. Migeder mekach to'us. Whoa, Rabosai. Look, Rabbi Moshe pulls out a barbershop out of his sleeve. There's a t'nai, there's a din to'us. Every me'achshav, says Rabbi Moshe, is midin to'us. Tovare shedin mekach to'us. Nimtza mumba mekach uvi isha. We spoke about this about Richas Gedol at the end of the year. So if I buy a car, it's missing an engine. All right, I didn't mean to buy that car. Bnei Godem Bnei Reuven for this. Okay. V'lochein behist al manashe titan masayim zuz havi etzlo nami kemekach tos shalokone ela isha shenosenes masayim zuz. Acquiring a woman who's giving me 200 zuz, and she doesn't. It's a different woman. Rachel with him to slay it. V'chein b'chol t'nai. After I've been paid to the alma, give you this k'shamim. V'chadayme. She b'tnai b'tno gila she etzlo v'kachtos. Adat adahachil o'ovin ma'is k'dushan v'shahosim. So if I marry you, I'm me'achshav. I'm me'achshav. I'm me'achshav. I'm me'achshav. And it doesn't rain. There was a chasaron in the ma'is k'dushan. Not in the chalos k'dushan. I'm using those terms. Almost done. Nimtza, she ain't the shinu b'hilchos kiddushin. Sharei im lo yia mekach tos heim kiddushin muchlotin b'chol ofen. V'lochein ain't sorach l'hilchos tnai kimo mekach tos. Shaf lo kiddush tnai hoya botel. Rak she b'dover she ain't rova ola makpidim tzor l'gala she slohu mekach tos. Havel heim begeder echot. Oh. So far, so the Rabbi Osai, he's saying a chiddush nifla v'noira. When it comes to me'achshav, Rabbi Osai, what it's effective from right now, retroactively, you can't say it takes two ma'asim to make this marriage work. A ring and rain. Rain tomorrow. No, it can't be. Can't be. It's considered to be a toast. I'm only marrying you today. You know what? You have a very good umbrella. It's going to rain tomorrow. I need an umbrella. Oh, wife for a day. So I'm marrying you. And if it doesn't rain tomorrow, it's like I can't have kiddush etos. I never want. There was no ma'ase kiddush in the first place. That doesn't require. That's Rav Moshe's kiddush nifla v'noira. I must say, my Rebbe Zichron of the Rocha phrased it in an almost identical way. I learned by getting better off. He uses almost the same terminology. Almost. That comes the punchline though. What's the punchline? V'lochein. Rabbi said this is very important. I want you to ask me a question when I finish. B'chalitza, shechalitza mutas. Af be mekach tos gomer kagon shet also shehi cholanis ubalas mum vecholza vachakach noda shibriyo shlema ubeduktok beloshen mutas vehu mitam shekeva shakoponim niskavin laatira bachalitza hu maise chalitza shemol becholoifen af shehen tos be mashen esratza lasus what you think a chiddush nifla v'nayra that chalitza is different than getting kiddushin and mechira. Even a mistake of a fundamental nature. You think she's sickly, she's really healthy, it's very serious, she's a malmum, she has no mum. Doesn't matter, works anyway. Why? Why does it work anyway? Because you had a mind to be mad to her. That works, as opposed to a b'chakat ha'kotza. But Moshe doesn't prove it, he just says it. For the chain, af b'yorah tanai me'achshav, ain't the whole of mitzad getter's there. Do kemekachtos shebiarti. Elamai. Let it work beside my tonight. Chalitza. Yeah. This the Gemara says no. Negada bnei Ruvein. Now efshar de shliach nimtza. Shavta bechal mokam ein tzorach b'tnai de meyachshav lehilchas tnai. Nekomka bechalitza. Her tzorach lehilchas tnai. Af b'tnai de meyachshav. L'chein leka tnai bechalitza af meyachshav. Why is chazer again? Because if you do a tnai de meyachshav, Rabosai, it's gonna be effective midin toes. Right. So it's effective normally. But when it comes to chalitza, even Betos, he thought she was sick and she's healthy. She thought she had a mum, she doesn't have a mum. Even Achalitza is good. So therefore, Abosai, no way that it's going to work with respect to Tanai de Meyachshav when it comes to Chalitza. Abosai, Chazal, one more time. Tanai, the reason why the Golem said that you don't need Negot Bnei Reuven. Why? By Meyachshav is why? Because Meyachshav is Midin Tov. When it comes to chalitza, even if it's a toast, it's chal anyway. So tonight it's not going to be of any help. This is Rav Moshe's answer. My problem, it's a beautiful answer. My problem is the Gemara is not mashmah that way. I'd like to look at the Gemara. We'll have to see, you know, I mean, so Rav Moshe's right. But the lush of the Gemara is a bit problematic, according to Rav Moshe. A bit problematic. Let's take a look at Rav Moshe together and see what's happening over here. Lush of the Gemara. Chalitza mutas ksheira. Ezui chalitza mutas. I would have said according to Rav Moshe, you thought she was sick and she's healthy. You thought she had a mum and she doesn't. That's not what the Gemara says. What's the only case you can come up with of chalitza mutas? Kol she'omrim lo chalotz v'kachat akonza, which is then modified according to Rav Yochanan. Kol she'omrim lo chalotz lo amanah she'titlan lo chamasayim zuz. According to Rav Moshe, why don't we give a different answer? It's also chalitza mutas. That's what bothers me. It's a little bit circular. Rav Moshe said a chiddush, but the chiddush doesn't seem to have a raya from the Gemara. I'm not saying it's wrong, chalitza. Rav Moshe, I'm sure. One thing I guarantee, it's not against the Gemara. Rav Moshe knew all of Shas about pair backwards and forwards. He said it's true. We assume it's true. It's not against any Gemaras, but still, it's not like the Gemara. The Gemara says chalitza mutas is limited to a case of al tanai. In terms of the words of the Gemara. So Rabosai, I wanted to show you one more source and get into some of the lumdus which surrounds this issue. I want to see the lishonus. We saw a little Reb Chaim today. But I wanted to show you another Talmud of Reb Chaim. You saw Rabbi Chanan. That I think I'm not sure if you saw it inside, but I forgot it was on the screen or not. This was last week. Maybe I said it to you about Pet. But there's another thing which I think we can get called the Sharei Yosher. Rav Shimon Shkop. You get it for me, please? Probably not on Bar Ilan.
No, probably
should be, no? It's
yeah, it should be.
It's a classical say. For those who don't know, Rav Shimon Shkop was once a Rebbe in our yeshiva. Little known fact. He was a Rebbe in a number of yeshivas. He was a Rebbe in Telzi Yeshiva. When he first started out in Telzi Yeshiva, I think he was married to Yeshiva's niece, I think something like that, if I'm not mistaken. So he had a position in Telzi Yeshiva. Then he later was a Rosh Hashiva in Grodno. Grodno's a... No, of Shimon Shkop.
Yeah.
What happened?
I think it was, right?
You would think. That's the only Sharei Yosher they have. Spelled without a Yud, spelled without a Vav. Oh, see that?
Aleph or Beis?
It would be Kerach Sheni. They're two different prints, though. Good print and a... That's a print that's printed right.
Yeah.
I'll take what page it's on. I have you have it right in front. It's Shar Zion Perik. It's called Hey, which is page Resh Yud. Resh Yud Gimel will start with that. Just shut out. I'll just go straight.
Let's see. Shar Zion Perik Hey. This is Lali.
No, I know it's page. I know it's 213. I know second page.
Oh, but this is the.
The three introductory pages. I'm sorry. It's right. 216. Right. Okay, one more time with this. Good. Right. Yeah. Rabosai, we're starting over here in Perek Hey. We're not going to read everything because it's quite lengthy, but what we're going to see spans, if you will, four prokim. Whoa. In Shaar Yosha. Starting from page Resh Yud Gimel, which is where we're starting. We're going to skip a little bit. And Perek Ches ends, just for your information, on page Resh Lamed Aleph. Talking about a total of 19 pages. I did not expect to learn 19 pages with you from Shaar Yosha. Although it's a very good print, so I'm just going to be able to see it. But still, even though it's a good print, we can't read 19 pages together. But some highlights over this great Goyin of Shimon Shkok, who was later Rosh Hashiva in Grodna, and his yeshiva is called Shaar HaTorah, and is now relocated. So anyone where it relocated? Anyone know where it relocated?
Queens.
Kew Gardens. Shaar HaTorah, which used to be in Grodna, it's still called Grodna, is now in Kew Gardens, and the Rosh Hashiva for all the years was Rabbi Zelig Epstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who I believe married a granddaughter of Rav Shimon Shkop, and now his son, Rav Kalman Epstein, is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, is the Rosh Hashiva, and he is a direct descendant of Rav Shimon Shkop, and the Shaar Yosha is the Bible, that's the Sefer. Did anyone know, as a curiosity, who wrote the Shaar Yosha? I mean, who wrote it? Shimon wrote it. But who really wrote it? Who was the Talmud who transcribed it? No one in this world knows it. I'll tell you the secret. His name is Rabbi Shapiro, who was our own Rav Shechter's father-in-law. He was a Reshiva Torah Vadas, and he is the one. He gets the credit. He had a tremendous handwriting, a tremendous style, and he's the one. And his chus, the Shaar Yosha, is such a beautiful sefer. He wrote it. I mean, Shimon's chedush. He doesn't claim. Don't claim anything on his own. But you know, you need you have to get it down. You know. You know, many people who are, don't like to write, you know, whatever, not going to that now. So it's hard to, he was the Safra Rabba who wrote it down. So let's take a look. See, he's talking about let's do a few highlights here and there. Oh. Okay. Oh. Shita's Arasha and the Mukha Yosef was starting on point. The Savrid Lobina and Adam Lakiyam Adava Bachalitza. Right? Of course, the Nesivis called the Var of Tmuan Biena. Okay? He doesn't like it at all. I'm not going to read you what the Nesivis says, since he just critiques it very, very strongly here. Doesn't like the Nesivis whatsoever. Okay? Chalitza Tzarach Levar Inyan Zeh. Quotes Al Gemara, quotes Gemara verbatim, quotes the Nebuka Yosef verbatim. Ad Kal Nishon. Lashon Zet Tamua. We know it's Tamua because he conflated two answers. Okay. Do I have the whole page here? I'll make sure I can't go further down. We'll try the next page and see what happens. Next page, Abba. This is all we saw until now. Inyan Zed, the Lord of the Shesh, Eden of the Chalitza. Hurak, Rabbi Kiva, the Hichsha Chalitza below Shlosha. Okay. But we require Dayanim. What's the discussion? It was not a Behuda. We mentioned Rabbi Kivega yesterday, who requires Eden aside from the Dayanim. Goes into this whole discussion. Okay, I'm just giving you some highlights until we get to the main point that I want to show you. Oh, so the Sivas is Kasha. What do you mean, Eidim Bechutz? Uvedom Shabi Erev Alo Mahani Ashiyiru Hemes O Eidim Lo Sagi Sheidim Yiru Osam Eben Ezes Svim Emez. I read you today. Kush Yuzu Tzricha Lefnim. It's a Gevaldik Akash. A Gevaldik Akash. He wants to know how in the world we're going to answer this Kasha. Tremendous, tremendous cash. Okay, let's turn. Next. What happened? Oh, The next?
Monday.
Okay. I'm just trying to get to the one of the highlights. Keep going. We gotta cover ground. Sorry. Shimon writes tremendous arichas. Be patient. Next. Oh. V'nira l'nir zdait. T'hoh de mahani ha'ere ha'tmona b'chalitza. Ha'tmona means a hiding behind the fence. Af the das ha'sorvim t'chalitza ha'vidova sh'v'yerva. Sh'tzorim eidim l'kiyim ha'dova. The Shani Indian Khalitz and begin the Kiddush. Who was Reb Shimon's Rebbe? Who? Chaim. I read your Reb Chaim's Lashon from the Kiddush. Reb Chaim and then Rambam. Look what he's saying. Same thing. To begin the Kiddush in Chashvina Shekol HaChalos. Talks my language. Chalos. Hayotzim and Amaisa. This is my Rebbe's Lashonis. Tolui Birtzon Shel HaBaldin. Ubechalitza ain't okay. Tlobiina and Rakshi is Gabn the Shem Khalitza. Abul Khalos Akinyin Shal Khalitza and Sarah Ratan Shalabaldin. As he will explain this Yara Dishmai. So Aidan the Kiyama Davi Shlama. The Kevandik Radova Shall Aidin Mulin Khalos Adin, she aid away the Maya de Maisa Zu. Yochaladin Vial that Miss Parsim Adin Nogel and Maisa. Ram Losh Narambam and Gerishin, etc. Umishamhochi Shlomar. Rak hecha de chashvinon shechalos hadin ayadei abaldin kmo gittin v'kiddushin b'inan shegam et starfos o'edem yate ayadei abaldin kmo shebiyar hecha shebaldin romes baledin romes o'edem v'osim ma'maisim v'chavnon asos v'osim v'ofen teshiru v'gam ha'edem. That works. Otherwise, no. V'chalitza dein tzorach rak shebaldin yechavnon l'chalitza aval ein tzorach sheyir tzulas es chalos ha'ptur Kemoshi Yavuar in Yazeb Sara Dishmaya, Koloma the Chalos Abtur Nasim and Mele, Mamish Reb Chaim said, Mishamachi Gamit Starfus or Eden, the Mina and the Gemor Chalos, Ain Sarach Shetel Yedei Abaldin, Shamachi Mahani Eri Atman of the Chalashidis came there. See, that's Reb Chaim's his own, in his own language, Reb Osai, okay? In his own language. Now he goes into a whole discussion about. I have to skip a lot because otherwise I'm never gonna get to where I want to get. Let's keep going. Be patient, please. Bear with me. Oh, v'hinei, this is Reb Chanan's kasha. The tour. Colleagues, both commented Reb Chaim, or Reb Chanan called Reb Shimon his Rebbe. Apparently, he was older. Fimasha biyarnu da'ikir in yechalitza ena racha ma'isa v'kavona l'hachshimas ha'ma'isa l'ma'isa chalitza. Yipole l'chora. Eich shayach klal inyan t'nai b'chalitza. Teich shayach l'hasnal shim lo yir k'fi shemasta hitizbad l'chalitza. Alo ha'ma'isa lo shayach t'nai. To t'nai shayach rak b'inyan shetoli b'ritzono. What do we call chalos? Umasta shalof and gazeva chazein or rotze. Abel inyan maisa ogam kavona ein shav lahasas alzeh. Kema shemikom agam nasa maisa im kavona l'shem chalitza. Lom lela shas loma de mishamachi leko tanaim b'chalitza mishun diyav shem lakai vadeh shaliach. Yeah. Om nom nireh. They call inyan shal kavona hi shachosh lahasas al maisa b'chdeh shayde zeh yisovev Eze tachos of my Torah. Ul inyan zeh Sorah gam kein rotzen Sherotze v'zeh Shekach v'kach yeh b'sof Im yechzer b'zeh Inyan ha-rotzen Lekka kavana Tzvichol azeh b'zeh Kos ha-gemoni Kufa v'agdaf Chalitza Me'uses, which we didn't get to yet. You have to say Rotzani. Okay, we're not gonna, that right, we're not up to yet. Hold on a second. Next. He talks with great length, I told you. Next. Perek Zion. All right, we're both say we're halfway through. We did Hey and Vav, up to Zion and Ches. Ubahad lo manit nai bechalitza amina ben seras ksubis. Quotes him what you know already. Impossible to a shliach. Quotes Tosfos. Masvari yeshkan. This is Chazara for us. To lo yafina ben lo mahani ala ben istinus karka. No. To lo amina ben istahosim ala mashu misvara. To lo yafina ben lo mahani ala ben istinus karka. I asked this myself before the rhetorical question of Tosfos. V'yei shloma. The whole ma'aseh kol kach biyodo shiocholasa the shliach svaro shikemokein biyodo lashvuyei nami beitano habachalitza she'en biyodo kama the shliach lo have biyodo nami the member beitano hafilu lo yiskayim atnaya ma'aseh kayim shemhach svaro moda kuliyama the binan shevshul kayim by the shliach nimi the bnei gadol beruvei inyan tzai kofel inyan tzai kol ma'aseh b'shtei dvarim eile. Masha Perk Mishach, so the Dakra Meir. Narabon, the beginning is the end. Svara Kol Kach, Lilmod Misham. Lachi Pligi, end quote. El Tazeri gets into the act. Uve Sefer Pnei Yoshua. At least he spelled it out. We saw that as a spi. And we saw that on the Barilan. Samach Pei Yud. Okay, well, at least he spelled it out. Okay, my grandfather is doomed. The Savior Pnei Yoshua, Gitnayin Hei, Kosset of Mizel Oshem. And he is Daiti Asvara Tamua Yoser. And Rabba, Kol Shamaisa Biyodo, Mistaba Yoser, Tatnai Botolu Maisa Kayim? Oh. Says the Heiliger of Shimon to answer my Elta Zedis Kash. Why is it Nashlichus Bechalitz? So Rabbosai, this requires an explanation, and I'd like to take a break from the screen, because too much screen, like a long movie, you lose your focus. How about looking at a book for a change? Would you mind looking at a book? Let's turn our attention. Why I lost it. Why can't I scroll this? Where am I? Oh, I put myself only on a half a screen. How did I do this? Oh, good. Come back to this later. I'm about to say, open. He's going to quote this later on, but I want to show you a little bit of the screen. Please open your rush. Please open the rush. Siman Tes Vav in our parak. Oh, no. I get it again? Oh, what? Lost and gone forever? What did I just do here? Shoo. Thank you. Okay. Let's just hope it stays, okay? Just say Perek Tillim. Let's take a look at the Rush, Perek Yud Bey, Simon Tes Vov. Rav Shimon's going to quote this later page, but I wanted to show you, take a break from the screen, see inside, in the old-fashioned style, in the Gemara itself. We'll see how this relates a little bit to what we've spoken about before. He's explaining our Gemara. It's column 2 on page Nunches in our print. And the old print, you can figure it out. A little after we call over here, Os Pei. Is it, if you make a condition, don't give me $200, Lotia Chalitza, Afilahachi, Atanai Botel, Vachalitza Kishero, Afilonis Ratza. Why? Explain it to Lumbus over here. Remember, it's the full Lumbus that we saw in Tosfos and Ksubos. Diminadin ain't koch mishum tonai levatla maisa. I feel alone in the sky, my tonai royal maisa leos kayam. When I tell you the gas works, there's no brakes. Ella di alfina, meet tonai, but they go to me, Ruvain. A break. Hilka. The ina dafka ki hosom, she yuchal ha maisa le sky, my day shliach. She tiva moshe le yoshua, in the kaima tonai, she knew them eretz agila. Fine. Avachalitza. The Evshar de Shliach. Why not? The Beinon v'cholto nalo me'al raglo. Afal pishon eskayim atanai hamaisakayim. The Rosh said it very nice. Problem is, cholto nalo me'al raglo explains why what? Why he can't make a Shliach. What was his name again? Shlomo Dayan. The Yad Shlomo said that she can make a Shliach. Remember that one? And the Marasham wasn't even ready to say 100% wrong until the Chilkas Yov made him back out. I showed that to you. I read it to you? I showed it. I read it from the Chalitza Gilchas. That's what I read it to you. Made him back out. So why can't she make a Shliach? What's going on over here? This is what's bothering Reb Shimon Shkop. He gives you his chat, and he tries to fit it into these words of the Rosh. It's a little bit difficult, but I wanted to show you the words of the Rosh inside first, take a little bit of break from the screen, and then we'll go back to the screen over here, Reb Osa. Let's take a look. He goes to a whole arichas about shlichus. Try to skip a little bit to be able to get to the punchline. Next. Okay. It keeps going and going and going. 1 second. Sorry. Next. Going. Well, we're getting to the end of our sermon. We're coming to the end. Okay. Perek Ches. Finally, Rav Osai. After all these hakdamas, the last of the program with Perek Ches. Al pi ha'yesoda shebiyarnu, oleinu levor hod lo mahani shtichos b'chalitza. Dalpimashin is bar. Hine inyan shlichus lecharesh kinyan chodosh kimotchuma vigereshin, achirim atana, humipne. Shashliach ome bemokam abailin. Vecholhecha shamishaleach yamotzi ovid lecharesh akinyan. Chal korach zedmeikor, beshas minu yashlichus. This is reminiscent, Rabbi Osei. He's alluding to the Gemara Nazi Yud Beis. Iyu motzi ovid shlich motzi mashvi. And otherwise not. El Rabbi Chanan, you gave the exact same illusion explicitly, if you recall. Oh. Let's go back. Ulefize, skipping a little bit. Bechalitza, Shebi'arne beperek hakode, Tishani ha-Torah zika shechalitza mi-ha-Torah's kinyin ish yisisha yedei gerishin. Look carefully. The begerishin gam tachlis ha-afko nasei dea megarish. Vubaylam al-zeh. He's the one who's doing it. Ubechalitza, ein tachlis ha-Torah toli be'acholetz v'anechletzes, rak pulas ha-maisim kavona v'rotzun ha-maisim toli behem, v'im rak rot osu ha-maisim kohogen, ein tachlis ha-Torah toli behem klal. It happens by itself. It's Reb Chaim's word. Reb Chaim is the one who spelled it out beferish. Fine. Fine. What happened? Oh, next page, I'm sorry. We're almost there, Rabbi, to the punchline. Almost there, and I need you to help me figure out what exactly he had in mind. Yeah. Tznai b'chalitza sh'me'ev sh'dei shliach. Quotes Tosfos. The Pnei Yeshua had this kasha, and he gives the following answer. Iko din tznai u'chire sh'chit sh'torah. Te misvar lo hoya sh'm tznai mo'o levatas ha'maisa. He quotes the Tosfos af nun vav. We saw it already before. Ilav the Alfinat Nagam God of Neruvain, have a Yamina to Shum tonight and about Samaisa. I feel a lawyer's kind myself on Maisa Kayim, doesn't matter. What's Beer de Rey? Beer de Rey, Mo. The Bechol Kenyonim, Masha Adam Osa Maisa Inyanu. Look at this now. Very, this is where it's getting to the nitty gritty. Shade Rotson Vakavan and the Scharish Bazua Maisa Koach Ze Shade Ze Yokul Adin. The Maisa creates the Chalos. Okay? Fine. Skipping some of the various. What's over? Umishamachi. He loved the Alfina Mithnab Negotam Neruven. Lohoya Mahani Shum Tanai Lavatlas Amaisa. The Kamod Lo Shach Tanai Pulus Yodayim. Lachbo Bor Al Tanai. Yeah? I'll dig a ditch on Al Tanai. What are you, crazy? The ditch is there. You're being ridiculous. Crazy. Kvokain. Lo Shach Tanai Al Gerish in the Kiddush in the Chadayme. On the Maisa itself. Can't be. Kevin Tanai in a Chastor and Bigger Maisa Gerish. It's like digging a ditch. Can't happen. Doesn't make sense. What must we say? Listen carefully. Ain a master rotsa she igora achshav koach ha-maisa klum. The maisa remains a maisa. If he does that, it's never going to work no matter what, even if you clear about tonight. The rotsa shebekach, sh'avsha osam maisa ha-moil, lo-hol behechlet uvelishum giron v'chisorin klal. The maisa is unaffected. Mikomakom, rotsa shev lo yukuyam at tonight, rabosai. Lasos. Why? Was I at the bottom of this? Hold on. I gotta see if I'm at the bottom. Hold on. I think that some of these screens don't give me everything.
I think you can scroll down more on the side.
Yeah?
All the way to the left.
Left? This side?
On the left.
Left? This side? How do I do this? Press here?
Sorry,
I mean, oh, it worked. You're right. Let me first make sure that I'm missing something. Let's see, hold on. What page are we on? Hold on. Let's go to the top of the page. What page? Reish Chavov. Oh, we still have a way to go in this parrot. Reish Chavov. What was the last word on the line? This is the last line?
Yeah, go to the right.
Mikomakom Rotze. One says for Saron Klau. Shem lo yukuyam atnai. I'm missing one line. One line. I read it to you. Everybody's only one line. She is batel tachlis ha'inyan. V'inyan ze ein b'koach ha'odam. Okay, we're only missing one line, so you got it. Little Tosh about Peh. Little Tosh about Peh. I read it in one line. The last line, for some reason, the screen doesn't get me here. Let's go back to the top. Lassos. He loved the Gil Satorah, Inyan Zeb, it's not even going to be Ruven. Are with me so far? It's Chazer again. The Maisa is not Al Tanai. You can't do that. It's impossible. The Maisa is a Maisa 100%. The Chalos is Al Tanai. Oh. That you wouldn't know on your own. Would not for B'nai Gora. I call that the break. The Kiddushim is an absolute Kiddushim. You want to break it, to stop it, to condition it. That requires a chiddush of they go to Meruvah. You can't do it on your own. Omna. Here's the punchline. Gamli acha shegil satori yin zeh. Temahani tanai levat la samaisa yesh lachkor. Ima kavona shin ispartela samaisa im lo niskai matanai. O afsha maisa edim ispartela samafreya. Mikoma gomein chaladin. And he brings it right from the Rishon imzal. Shekosvu. Look at this now. The yochel odam levat la tanai kodam shebita la chalos. What am I going to say? I marry the woman, I marry you when the condition rains tomorrow. And then, I love you so much, I'm about the condition. Even if it doesn't rain tomorrow, I want to marry you. So that works. It says Rav Shimon, if no ma'asher day at tanai nasa chistor b'yigar ha'maisa, at the original marriage of the condition, li'acha shegil sator yin zeh, mayo ma'asher b'vat la'tanai, v'mayush l'machakach chistorim. The way you ask a shiur begerish in the chadoma, if you ask a kach levad lasa shiur, so you ask a ma'isa chodesh Hashem b'zeh ma'shefse meikara, elavadai. What we said before, Gam liachas shegil satar shiyol tnat about the maisa. Eina kavanah shnei tnai nasa chesar mekach maisa. Ela shemitzad acher eina maisa mevelas. Ukemosh kosva rishonim zal to tnai hu mil sachrita. I have a problem with Rav Shimon. It's a gemara. Tnai mil sachrita. What he means is exubis. Means that rishonim amplify that gemara to a greater extent. Hainu avsha maisa bimkoma omedes. Gil satoru shal yochol atakos aroy alochol im lo yakuya matnai. Well, if he's there, in yin atnai hu al tachlis ayotz ben amayis mikolot al chalos. Everyone with me so far? Fine. U'mishum hachi, says Rav Shimon, mistabrim hadvorim, derak bin yonim shal bal dover, osa meritz, os, balay dvorim, osa meritzonam, es tachlis ayotz ben amayis, Gil satoru shal yochol asas tnai gam degan amayis, shosu. Aber bechalitza, shetachlis hayotzi ben amaisa hachalitzu, hu din shamayim. Lav bal devorim hei machoz vacholetzis, lastos al ta'ala tachlis on the chalos. Then I'm making it. I told you this already yesterday. He spells it out of Shimon five times. I already told you this about Pelle already yesterday. Shem lo yukuyam atnai lo yochol inyin. They're not the balabos. Ulusvaras hatoysis. Inyin zeh sheyefshu l'kaim ha'yidei shliach. Mistaber Yosef Mishamish B'tei Atnoim. The Mishamish B'tei Atnoim Pliger Amon Rameh. It's Tos Ksubas Afayin Dal. When you zed in, the Ein Tanai B'chalitza L'chuli Amal Omani. The Zed Mistaber Yosef L'chalik. And he quotes the Rosh that we just saw. Ad Kan L'shol. Pashas Tiv Yerosh Morim. The Zed L'Omani B'chalitza L'shlichas. The Alfina Mishmashmos HaKosov V'chol Tanala Mi'al Raglo. Abel Einem Avur. Ech Yalfina Zed Mi'hai Kuro L'mud Shlichas. From no madlinian zed that be in mal meragel or shayach shlichus, it's a mitzvah of a gufo. If you say you're right, the gabi or isha choletzes, you had a shlichus, kechol maisa di alma, shchita, truma. Ech shiye, kavod as a rosh bezeh, whether he means it or not, al kolponim nucha lefarish min zeh, ma shalomen b'shas, teichel di efshel lekayim esam, es, aide shliach, mistab alomo shlihani tnai, levat lesa maisa, hainu, The heichal shadin sheyochol ligmar adav aydei shliach move on a inyan sheinika sibas hachalos betan amaisa. No, you cannot have balabos to make a shliach. Kevin shirups the Torah sheyochol ligmar inyan aydei achir. Mizeh nuchal ahamin sheika koach hachalos tolui berotan. The last line again is missing. Vahamaisa hu emtsoi kegeder maisa kinyonin. Veheicha. Next page. I'm sorry, but this one line seems to be missing. Veheicha. Shalom rib satorin and shlichus meza tam shiir, al kolponim ein lano lahachlit as ikas siba hagoremes as chalos adin shenoma shetol b'ritzon abayla. Yesh makul noma derak maisa anasas b'kavon hagoremes adin. That's chalitza. Umei taima mistabe l'chalak v'loma, t'lo mahani tzanai levat lasa maisa. That's exactly what Bechonin said, word for word. We read last week in the Kovat Zorot. It's the same exact result. Now he has to kasha. It is chakir and chalitza. Who does the technicality of less of a shlichus? Rabbi Chanan answers, that's not a technicality. That's the assault. The less of a shlichus is telling you, Rabbi Chaim's vote, that you're not doing it, the Torah is doing it. Can't make a shchit all that tonight. Can't dig a bore out there. It was his mush. Rabbi Chanan's mush probably a little bit better, because it's a halachic consequence. Whatever the case may be, let's go by. Maybe that's what the rush meant. The Be'em, Esau Yamok, of Lomar. The Rak Etzalachol, it's Gilsa Torah, Lo Yahani Shlichus, Mishun Devinim, Yad Varagla. Aber bei sehr schön gilt der Torah, ja dienen der Eitel Achol, jetzt bieten der Rak Kavanas am Meise, love this. Kavanah, not das. You're not the Torah is doing it. Und if you say, lo yitokin lomar, Eitel Aishi, eina yich ha-Kavanah, kechol ha-Knos, di Alma. Shenoma, shehi ha-Bayel malach kozika. It's ridiculous. Velo who, but not him. It's crazy. Und bei sehr alfina, der Gama Aisha, lo tuchal asa shliach, der Inin shliach, es tolle ben Bayelim, al tachlis o inyin, rabosai. That is a meridic of art in the Gemara and Ksubas. Let's look together this part. It's a Gemara, we saw this Gemara and Ksubas, Ayin Dal was on the Makoros a long time ago. The Gemara and Ksubas, Rabosai, is a Gevaldik Akash. The Gemara says, Rabosai, it's less of a Shlichus, less of a Tanai. Frek the Gemara, Kiddushe Bia, the Mahani Tanai. Obvious reasons, Lo Evshe the Kiyum, Ayin Dei Shliach. What's my answer? Iske Shavayis Lahadodi. What's the kasha? What's the teretz? There's no shlichus bebia. It's a technicality. Shlichus bebia is ridiculous. If you have bia there, shliach, who hepech hakidushin, shehen ha'sez l'chalotam. What do you say? Reuven will send Shimon, should he be mekadosh the wife to me bebia? Wow, it's a contradiction. She's Reuven's wife, how can Shimon have bia with her? It's ridiculous. It's a contradiction. Everyone understands that. Everyone understands that. It's ridiculous. Okay? What's Ishkas Avaya Dodi? What does that mean? What's going on? How does it work? What's going on over here? It goes to all kinds of shas. Not right now. Ish the Farsh. Ika Masha Maksha Vigamara. Mikidu Shebiya, who? Can't miss in the last line. The cave under me komakom. Bikidushe. Go to the top now. The top. Bikidushe bia. Lomahani shlichus. Roy lanolomar. Shtiloyahani tonight. Ulai kidushe bia. Enokishak in Yanayishas. The rubber shepherd said this. The hamais. Shak in Yanayishas. What happens? Hamaisu ikarasiba. This bia is different. Kidushin is a ceremony. If I use kesef or shtar. Bia, it's like chalitza. It's like you're doing the action, and the Torah says a man live with a woman. They're married. Kavana, obviously, not having fun, but they're married. Not that the man did it, Rebbe Osai, the Torah did it. It's like chalitza. And if that's the case. Lomani tznai, because the yefshli shliach. Mishani hashas meiridik. Keva niska shavayis la'adodi. Oleinu loma degam b'kidushay bia. Iker achalos l'makmas riton ha'baylim. Like kesem and shtar. Habia hu begeta maisa kinyan kesem and shtar. It's mamish, he's doing it. Shemochi, ma'ani tznai b'kidushay bia. Afalpi di yefshli shliach. Like the dorim. You're the baylim, you're the boss. It's just, it's a litmus test. It's a litmus test which usually works in the lab. Anyone taking a lab here in this yeshiva? Take a look. Labs don't always work. There are exceptions, right? The litmus test doesn't work over here. You can't do it through a shliach for technical reasons. But you are the bialim of it. Like by the term, things which we spoke about already in the past. Now Rabbo said the last point for today is the most sensitive. He quotes the Rambam that I showed you before. You'll see it now inside. Koloma me'achshav lo yitztarav lichbol tno. Lo lahakdim tnai la maisa. Afal pi shehiktim maisa tano kayim, amenaskim me'achshadam. He goes to the whole Rambam. Fine. Okay. And he goes to quote the Magad Mishnah. I'm going to go to the next page of Bosai. This is the finale. This is the finale. It was very worthwhile to read every word of Shimon's. It's gold. Every word is gold. So the question is now going to become by chalitza. Me'achshav also doesn't work, right? That's a kasha of Shizgal. Kasha is Yeshua's Yankov. So in effect, he's asking this kasha in effect as well. Maybe he has a little bit different phraseology. Oh. So you see, Gam Ba'almanas, you need Efshe De Shliach. Why? V'nira. Rabbi, so this is the hardest paragraph of all. I need your help to help me figure this out. What does he mean? Just look at every word carefully. These Gaonim who say that by Me'achshav you don't need Tnai Kofel, you don't need Hein Konon L'Lav, you don't need Tnai Konon L'Maisa. Af Zev Vadai, Shebichlal Mashiyesh Bekoach Tnai, Levatel Es HaMaisa, Uchidish HaTorah, Shegilsalonim Bnei Godim Bnei Ruvim, Uvalav Ochi Lohoya Mahani Tnai, Levatel HaMaisa, as we explained. Why? The Baal Korachorach also ha'odom ha'maise sheteisiba shleima lahovu. The Yevshel asos b'korach ha'maise shetiyal tzarechot. I said the maise is intact. The chalos el tonight. The kevan she'osu b'tzono siba shleima lahovu ein b'korcho levat lachalos ade amir esat tonight. You can't do such a thing. Chalol sal tnai? It's crazy. Umishim hachi binan dumid ibn egar ibn eruvin. Omna molenu loma. This is very delicate. The raklin in madiyesh svara lechalek veloma. The rak ba'ofen shemistaber shiyahani atnai b'chagamna Yosef. Be'inyan dumya de b'negor b'nei ruven. That sentence is hard to understand. Hini matzu chazal de b'kfeles atnai mizbar Yosef kavona samas nesherot zadavka shiyahat tonight. Obviously you said it better. If yes, yes. If no, no. Hei konu lalav, hei konu lamaisa. And therefore you require b'negor b'nei ruven. V'savri ha'go'onim zal. The ones that the Rambam quoted in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rasam Yachshav, these words are critical, I need your help. Misborer miloshon hamasne shurotze dafka al tnai gambalik feilas at tnai. Even though he didn't double it, he used the word me'achshav, you know what he wants. The osa me'achshav shiyochol amanas kach v'kach. Keep this, every word counts. Ulefidaito of this person who's speaking, Eino ose davar visosro. Nothing two opposites. Aval betnai de'im, she'eino rotze she'yochol rak ad she'iskai matnai, she'gam lefidaito, hu ose davar vihipucho, she'bekoach ha'maisehu lochol achshav, v'hu omer shelo yochol me'achshav klum, rak she'iskai matnai, Bihyagavna Biinan Shiachazek Bidvara Vivara Hechlet Ritsono Sharosa Shirak Bofanze. Umashemachi binan kvela satanai shard varam kmosha minomarambam shimabod varam. The kozel inyan has galus das hamasna. Yet shalak bain tnai the im mitnai the meakshav. Tooks cause you have to meakshav up by definition you're expressing yourself better as opposed to im. Hold on. Because of the reason we gave before. You're not the balabos. The Torah created. How does Me'achshav help you? Uviktora Nevor. Right. The Linyan Mashiach Bekoach Atnai Levat Lamaisa Gam Atnai De Amanas Tzorach Lemel Be'Ruvin. Give you the power to do it. I will offer a Dibur Atnai Levara Beferish As Achlod As Das Hamasne Sarvi Agon Amanal Derak Matnai De'im Mistar Belomar Dumi Dehosam Avo Be'al Minas. Misbar, one line missing again. Ritzono gambalik felis atnai. Vigamim hikdim. We're finishing up. Hamaisel atnai. Mishamachi kishakosav aramim pergvav and ishus. Mishpatei atnoim. The kash of the Magad Mishnah, the kash of Mishnah. Lohevi pratzeh madabinan sheh efshel kaima de shliach. Inyan zehu klal beikar hadover. Mashiesh kubakoch na levat lesa maisel. The details, not the fundamentals. And in Perek Dalad Yibum, he said that there's no Avanas Tamzuz Chalitzak Sher anyway. Why? Sharei Niskavin Lachlotzlo. Those are his quotation. Ain't that Tam Almad Lo Mahani Tanai Bechalitza? And the Kalapi Masha Kosim Sham Balacha de Chalitza Mutas Psula. Hecha Shaomun Lo Chalosa Vahazo Kotza. Here you have a Kavona. And he doesn't explain. Doesn't tell you why, but time of the milsalom hani tnai chalitza lo kosev klum. Even in Perek Vav, he didn't say any time. He just explained. But they got him bnei ruvein. Ad kan rabosai Rav Shimon. We read it. We saw it. I'll leave it on my desk to see it again. It's fundamentally this paragraph, v'nireh, which requires a little bit more of a more careful look once again. What exactly did Rav Shimon Shkop Zatzal mean when he said all this? What exactly? I want to be precise. What exactly did he mean? So I'm asking him to look at it again. Then it will start this. How far are you guys on the Mar Makomos? Anyone finished yet? Nobody? Okay, we only have that many more days. So we'll try to finish things up in the tomorrow. And then we have to march Thursday and Sunday onto the, we'll call the Siyama Perek, Siyata Vishmai. I believe that I want to talk Chazara next Monday. Okay.
Yeah.